Future is now. And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I'll be your host for the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the City of London, so let's get down to business. Today, we've got a great guest speaker, Shane Kehoe, and he's back by popular demand after his last visit to the crypto studio. He's been super busy recently working on the SVK Crypto Master Fund, so I'll pass him over to yourself, and then I'll get out the levels.
Charles, it's great to see you again. Fantastic to be back talking about everything crypto, and I really appreciate the invitation.
Thanks so much. So let's get down to it. Bitcoin's currently at $7,079, which is down 3% in the last 24 hours. Ethereum is at $290, which is down 4%. Ripple's at 20 cents, which hasn't changed in 24 hours. Litecoin's at $57, which is up 3%. And Dash is at $286, which is also up 3%. So without further ado, let's get into the first question, Shane. So what are your current thoughts on Bitcoin surpassing the $7,000 mark?
Listen, you know where I'm at on this. You talk to me each and every day. I think it is a fantastic performance by Bitcoin.
Yeah.
I have had targets of $10,000 in sight.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at that target to roll over there for probably a 6-month time horizon. So I think we're very much within that. Without being super, super bullish. I think at this point in time, the 7,000 mark feels like fair value.
Yep.
I think that really what has transpired over the last 2 weeks since I spoke to you last mm-hmm. is that we had Bitcoin Gold.
Yeah.
And previous, we had seen purchasers of Bitcoin in order to acquire the additional token, like the Bitcoin Cash, almost like a stock dividend per se. So I think initially we had some positioning for Bitcoin Gold. And then, second of all, amongst everyone positioning for Bitcoin Gold, we, of course, had the CME, which is the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, come out and state that they were now looking to have an options market for the fourth quarter of this year. This is absolutely massive news. Anyone who knows me, who has talked to me about the cryptocurrency market this year, I've always said we needed three things for institutional money to come into the market. Institutional money have really been waiting on the sidelines, and they have been very upset with the price of Bitcoin going from 1,000 to 7,000 because they want to get performance. They want to get alpha. This is what these guys do. I know it. I worked for one of the biggest hedge funds here in Europe. They will chase anything for performance, irrespective of what it is, as long as it's legal. But they haven't been able to get into the game. And I've always been talking about three things to see hedge fund money, institutional money come into the space. More of a regulatory framework, which I always believe is positive. Regulation can be good as long as clear and concise. I've always said that it would be very beneficial to have an ETF. An ETF would, of course, mirror the price of the underlying Bitcoin in this case. And like the gold ETF, when it had originally come about, people were concerned that there was going to be no volume. The gold ETF does anywhere from 40 to 50 times more than the underlying price of gold.
Wow.
And the third thing that I really, really wanted, and what has come true, and I said it at our last event in London, was, of course, an options market. An option market allows investors, traders, to hedge, to go long and short, to buy puts, calls, have numerous different spreads, and also to have a futures price. So basically, these are type of products which a hedge fund would require to hedge out their risk. It's extremely important to have these types of products in order to invest serious capital into the space, but also the validation by the CME stepping in and saying we're seriously consider this makes Bitcoin look more of a asset class, and I think for that it is being bought in anticipation, because more markets are always forward pricing, and in anticipation of that CME, we've seen this price rise, and I think it's a fantastic price move, as you know, and We are long Bitcoin, just so our listeners know where we're at. We're big Bitcoin bulls, and this is just a lovely early Christmas present for us. And, you know, it's managed to stay up around that 7,000 level.
It has, to date.
I think, listen, this is a volatile asset. Let's not forget that. There is going to be price movements. We are going to see this come off 5-10%. We'll also see it run 5 or 10%. We've seen a wall of money come in at these higher prices. So let's see how those type of buyers will trade. If it comes off 10%, will they get spooked? Will that have a knock-on effect? But I think all in all, the CME is a massive validation for the industry as a whole and for Bitcoin. So we're very happy about that.
Absolutely. And really quickly, when you talk about the institutional wall of money, do you think it's ready? So when the CME have this live, whereby people can trade on the option price of Bitcoin for the futures price, do you think it's going to be coming into the market straight away, or do you see some time delay with that, or what are your thoughts?
No, I'm already seeing jostling for positions. When I look at the flow on a day-to-day basis and I'm looking at the sizes of trades going through on all the exchanges which I monitor, I'm starting to see institutional buyers come in.
Wow.
So that's already started to happen in anticipation. Really, yeah. You know, just to let you know as well, I think thus far, this year we have seen in excess of 120 hedge funds set up to focus on the crypto space.
Wow, so crypto funds kind of
crypto funds looking at straight digital assets. And you know, we're talking about size and anywhere from 100 to kind of 500 million. Those crypto funds are going to be focused solely on the altcoins, obviously, and we'll talk about that in a minute, but Bitcoin.
Yeah.
And then we're going to have a lot of ICO actions, but I'm already seeing those assets deployed, and I think that was one of the reasons why you saw Bitcoin up so strongly. So institutional money is coming in, and it's coming in fast. And by the way, institutional money is so flighty, and also can change on a dime. I mean, when we were running an equity, a global equity long short book, at any time, our head of risk would come down and say, de-risk the book by 10%. At one stage, we had over $6.5 billion in equity exposure.
Wow.
So when you've got to take down that book by 10%, that's $650 million. And you've got to do that within a timely manner. And I'm talking a few days. So institutional money will be very quick to get in and very quick to get out. But they're not going to hang around, especially if there's alpha to be generated.
Absolutely. And where do you see the altcoin markets going from here? Because obviously we've seen Bitcoin surpassing the $7,000 mark. We've seen the altcoin markets not really do a lot. I've been reporting on them daily. We see 4 or 5% going down and down and down. So hopefully we see a correction here. But what are your thoughts?
Yeah, it's been very interesting actually watching the altcoins. And I probably look at the top 100 of them. In particular, we look at Ripple, Litecoin, Dash, and Neo, Monero, IOTA, Zcash, BitConnect, EOS, Waves. What I believe we've seen in anticipation of the Bitcoin Gold is a sector rotation type strategy. So you will have a selling of altcoins because they want to get long Bitcoin. They want to get long Bitcoin because they're going to get the dividend. So I think we've seen an overall weakness in the altcoins space. However, I think there are some amazing altcoins out there that have done an amazing job getting to the market cap that they are. And I also believe that when there is a first entrance into a market like the cryptocurrency space that we're seeing, I think usually I'm going to say novice investor, but it's probably more like the new investor will go and buy Bitcoin because of the liquidity. That's definitely true with the institutional money. Some of these altcoins may be a little bit too speculative, but when money comes into the market, the first thing that they're going to go for is Bitcoin because they can understand it. And remember, they have to justify it to the head of risk.
Right.
They have to justify it to their investors, and they have to justify it with whatever mandate that they have. So it's an entry level into the cryptocurrency space. That's why you've seen Bitcoin move so aggressively to new all-time highs. But also, that's why you've seen the altcoins underperform.
Yeah.
But I think once that we start to see the settling down of the Bitcoin price, I think you'll start to see some of these altcoins that are down 30, 40, 50%. Mm-hmm. I think you're going to start to see them move. So I'm quite bullish on choosing the right type of altcoins, and we'll be definitely ahead of the curve on that. We've already been looking into to some of the altcoins. In fact, I believe we put on a trade last week on Ethereum, and we were our buyers around the 280 level. So
correct,
that was a great entry. But I think they're going to do just fine once the sector rotation plays out.
Well, that's a great point where you mentioned there, the Ethereum trade, because Bitcoin has almost doubled in value in the last couple of months. Ethereum has barely moved. We've seen it actually go down in value about $20, up $20. We've seen it bounce around the $280, $300 mark. What are your thoughts on this? And what do you think is behind this? Because Ethereum is also the main blockchain used for a lot of these ICOs out there. So why do you think it's not
really
been performing?
We've seen a real dislocation mm-hmm. on how Bitcoin and Ethereum trade. We did see a spike up to 400 in Ethereum. I think that was probably the last high, and it came from 400 all the way back down to about 260, 270.
Right, yeah.
I haven't got my chart in front of me. It's off memory. But I am quite surprised with how Ethereum has lagged. Mm-hmm. I see a lot of great uses for Ethereum. The protocol is amazing. I'm really liking the smart contracts. I think it's a very, very well thought out cryptocurrency. I'm very bullish on it. You're right that a lot of these ICOs are requesting Ethereum. My only thought is that the ICOs may be requesting Ethereum, and when the ICO raises its money, rather than stay long Ethereum, they're then going back into the exchanges and trading it back into fiat currencies. So
right.
You almost have a kind of a washing amount. You have all these ICOs coming to market.
Yeah.
And you're all raising Ethereum, they're buying it, but then at the same time you're having it being changed back into fiat currencies, and it's almost like a net zero trade. but I think when all the buyers that we've seen buying Bitcoin are happy with their positions, they're going to do what everyone else does, and they're going to start looking at the market, and I think Ethereum's next. And I think there's some real positive news in Ethereum. I've been following all the programmers and coders from Ethereum. I really like what they're doing, and I think that once Bitcoin settles down a little bit here, I think we're going to see a move in Ethereum. And as I said, we've been getting long from the 280 level, and I'm very happy with that position.
Perfect. And you kind of spoke about it in the first question about the Bitcoin surpassing $7,000 mark, but what are your thoughts on the CME announcement? Why is that so important? I know you've talked about this before, but what is the reason behind this, and why do you think there's going to be a trajectory for Bitcoin, or is this global cryptocurrencies in general?
Well, listen, Charles, as I said on the CME, it's validation. It's validation to the point. And I think that we are going to see, you know, more positive news with regards to regulation and with regards to the ability to have an ETF. And I think we're going to start to see more adoption cases being used. And I think that's all positive. I think the CME, provided the options market is made. Remember, they didn't say this was a guarantee.
Right.
I would hate to think if CME came out at the end of the year and then pulled it and said that they didn't want to do it, because that's obviously going to be very negative for the space. I hope it's not a play, like a kind of a setup and fall move. I don't really think it is, but that's the skeptical trader in me. But I think we have to manage that risk and that downside and be ready for that type of negativity fallout. But as I said, it is a validation of the space. And I think when you start to see Bitcoin with a market cap the same as IBM, then you realize that this is a real thing that ain't going away anytime soon. In fact, as I've always said before, the party has not even got started yet.
Awesome. Yesterday I did a story, I don't know if you caught it or not, but they basically mirrored the global currency index of fiat currencies.
Right.
And they took the market cap of Bitcoin, which at the time was around $122 billion. This ranks 32nd in the chart, just above Finland. Now, with that in mind, where do you see Bitcoin going from here in regards to not only mass adoption, but where do we see it going? Because there's a lot of bullish statements out there, $25,000. I mean, where do you see it going, and why in regards to that?
I mean, I've seen that target of $25,000. I think it's actually very realistic. I don't think that that's, you know, I don't think that that's too bullish. I do believe we'll get to $25,000. And let me just give you one example of what I look at. So if we were to look at the gold market in combination, the gold market is anywhere from kind of $8 to $10 trillion in size, depending on which research that you use. The current market cap of Bitcoin today is about 120. About 120 billion. So, you know, give or take, we'll say it's 1 to 1.5% of the overall gold market. Gold has always been a safe haven. It has always been bought for the reason of selling it at a higher price, or as a hedge in volatile markets, or in a hedge in any type of world wars, or instability within governments. Those instability within governments will come back again. We've just started to see what had recently happened in Spain. Not too long ago, if you remember the Arab Spring, also you had a situation in Cyprus where the government decided to take 10% of depositors' money over 100,000. So we're going to see those struggles of power work out again. I mean, let's just look at North Korea as an example. Catalonia, which I said we've already seen.
Brexit, I guess that's another big economic situation that's hasn't even occurred yet, right?
And so you would look at having gold in your portfolio in order to hedge out that risk. Well, guess what? If we're only about 1.5% of the gold market and you were to take maybe 10% of your holdings, are the holdings in gold, and move them into Bitcoin, well then guess what happens to Bitcoin? It's 5x literally then and there. So so if you want to take that right now and put a 5x approach on it, there there you go. You got Bitcoin trading at $30,000. And that's only 5% of the gold market moving from gold into Bitcoin.
Well, that would actually value around $35,000, right? So we're looking at even more bullish approach, $10,000 more, right?
So, but I mean, it's just those very simple type of views on you know how we perceive gold as a safe haven and how similar I believe Bitcoin is to that. And with more validation like we've seen, I think it's quite easy for Bitcoin to get to those type of prices. Hey, it's not going to happen overnight, and it's not going to be a linear type trade to 30 or 35,000. There's going to be a lot of volatility priced in, but it's easy to get there, especially, which I haven't spoken about, but if equity markets were to start to show weakness and roll over, all the money that's in equity markets needs to find a home. It needs to be in defensive stocks, or it needs to be in defensive plays like gold, i.e. Bitcoin. So there you go. I think it's quite easy to see that.
Wow, fantastic. Well, listen, thank you so much for making the time to get on the SVK Crypto 50 Minutes of Crypto Fame podcast. I know you've been super busy. I want to say to everyone listening, if you like the show tonight, please leave a comment and a review. Please share with your crypto community out there. If you have any forums, anything like that, please share the link. We really appreciate your tweets, emails, so please keep them coming in. Other than that, that's a wrap for myself, unless Shane wants to add anything in.
Listen, Charles, it's always a pleasure coming on. I know you're grinding this out day after day. We've had some amazing feedback about it. So thanks very much for having me on. And as I said, listen, this is going to be one hell of a journey. So I think what you got to do is strap yourselves in and enjoy the ride, man. But thanks very much for having me on. Thanks for all the listeners. And yeah, Charles will give you all the links to all our socials.
But, absolutely.
Appreciate the time and stay well out there. And let's...
stay connected.
Stay connected. SVK Crypto. Thanks, guys.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.